The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome in, Wednesday edition, Bruce Hooley Show. I hope you've sent your support to Ohio State President Ted Carter for the way he's maintaining order on campus, because he's going to need your support, because the disorder on campus is not going to stop. They're going to hold, or at least attempt to hold, another protest tonight at 6 o'clock. University police, I'm sure, will be on alert. If the protest devolves into anarchy, they try to camp on the South Oval, they try to do anything that Ohio State has said they cannot do, I hope they move in to stop them. That's why it's important for you to convey your support to Ted Carter, the relatively new president of Ohio State, who has done an exceptional job so far of keeping order on campus. Unlike presidents at Columbia, NYU, assorted other schools around the country, including UCLA, which will make a brilliant addition to the Big Ten next year. A lot of these protests, not just at Ohio State, Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, USC, UCLA. We're adding USC and UCLA to the Big Ten next year. So, as I said, they'll make tremendous additions to the conference. It has been said and was said yesterday, and by the way, they moved in at Columbia last night and arrested over 300 people. Boy, do I have great audio today from one of the people from Columbia. The criticism of NYPD officers going into Columbia is, what do I always say about the left? They try to win on language, right? They try to win on language. They get language to seep into every conversation, right? Gay marriage. Pretty common term. If you're gay, you cannot be married. Marriage is between a man and a woman. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Gender. I hear people that are good, staunch, logical, common sense conservatives use the word gender. There's no such thing as gender. Sex, male and female. That's it. No gender. Don't use it. It's a made-up term. It cedes ground to the left. So the left is trying to win on language, and now they are saying that because New York yesterday sort of tried to paint the protesters at Columbia in a flattering light by saying that they were being co-opted by outside agitators. Now outside agitators, even though we got video and ample evidence that there are outside agitators involved, whether they're BLM or who knows what, Antifa, others. Outside agitators is now being termed a racist term because it was used in the 60s to disparage people campaigning and protesting for civil rights. Outside agitators is now a term they try to use on the left to make people who are doing the right thing, like Ted Carter at Ohio State, feel bad about what they are doing. So this morning, downtown, there are supposed to be some of the people who were arrested at Ohio State for not complying with clearly stated orders to disperse and to not encamp on the South Oval. They're supposed to be down there this morning in Franklin County Common Police Court answering to, pleading to the charges against them. Except we all know where this is headed, right? The best indicator of what is going to happen is what has already happened. So you tell me. How many people in Columbus, Ohio, who were part of the violent George Floyd protests, they were not mostly peaceful, they were not even peaceful. There were rocks thrown, there were bottles of frozen water thrown, there were canned foods thrown. Congressman Joyce Beatty slugged a Columbus police officer on camera. Is that on Joyce Beatty's record? No, it is not. It's not on her criminal record because, of course, there were no charges filed against Joyce Beatty for hitting a police officer. No charges filed. And there were no charges filed against anybody who rioted in the George Floyd riots in the city of Columbus in May of 2020. So you tell me, what do you think is going to happen to these protesters? You know the answer, right? Nothing. Nothing is going to happen to him because Zach Klein, the city law director, lacks a backbone. He's not going to do anything. Ohio State doesn't have its own court system. They might be able to exact some kind of penalty against students who were arrested, if there were students arrested in the protest. We don't know yet. But stand firm, Ted Carter. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, what about outside agitators? Are they outside agitators? Sure, I think they probably are. But nobody ever uses the term inside agitators. And that is what we have at Ohio State. And that is what we have at a lot of campuses around the country. And I'm not talking about students. I'm talking about faculty. Faculty members are inside agitators. And faculty members are not just participating in, but playing a key role in leading these protests, in goading students into doing these things and in doing the things that are objectionable themselves. Inside agitators. And one of the inside agitators at Ohio State is a woman by the name of, I hope she's not offended by me calling her a woman, Machito Hikada. Machito is an associate professor of elementary language arts. And her logic is similar to the logic that I'm going to demonstrate for you later with audio from a Columbia professor, where they have this very narrow view of the altruistic side they're taking in this Israel-Hamas situation, and then are completely and utterly blind to the fact that if they were to apply that same standard, they would realize how hypocritical and indefensible their position is. Let me demonstrate with Machito Hikada. She says in her editorial, which of course the Columbus Dispatch was only too happy to publish, "I couldn't believe someone left me in charge of so many little people in my first year as a teacher 20 years ago. I taught third grade for a few years and the fourth grade and eventually fifth grade before returning to college for a PhD. Oh boy. And then she says she started teaching at Ohio State in the fall of 2015. And she says throughout her career as a teacher, there is one thing that has always kept her up at night. And that is the prospect of having to put herself between her students and a school shooter." Okay, now I applaud that. That's something every teacher should think about. Unfortunately, that is where we are in our society. She said, "For my entire professional career, I have imagined putting myself between an armed person and my students because that's my job." What's the next paragraph in Machito Hikada's woke editorial in the Columbus Dispatch? Here it is. "Watching Ohio State University police officers in riot gear stream onto the Oval April 25th, knowing that I was too far away to help and that you, OSU President Ted Carter, sanctioned armed strangers to invade our learning space, makes me sick." Okay. She's altruistic. She's got this vision of having to put herself between an armed person and her students. That's heroic. That's what a teacher should do. That's what many teachers have done throughout the country at Columbine, at Parkland, at Uvalde, at other places. Nothing wrong with her mindset there. What is wrong is her blindness to the fact that OSU police did not move into the South Oval to hurt people. OSU police moved into the South Oval to protect students from people who were massing to say hateful things against them. OSU police were ordered into the South Oval to break up something that was on the cusp of becoming unruly. OSU police were there to keep the peace. OSU police were there to do what Machito Hikada says she dreams at night of having to do, which is stand between herself and harm to her students. She can't see it because, of course, she does not care about students who are Jewish, who might be on the Ohio State campus and might be, I don't know, studying for finals. She doesn't care about Jewish faculty members who might feel threatened because other faculty members like her are members of an organization at Ohio State called Faculty and Staff for Justice in Palestine. Justice in Palestine. What would justice in Palestine entail? Oh, it would entail the slaughter of every Jew in the world and the taking of the state of Israel by Arabs. You know, what's really funny is the Biden administration yesterday was found out by CBS News that they're thinking of flying into our country people from Gaza who have relatives in the United States. Now, I have a question. If the White House, as it is said in statements and through surrogates, not through Joe Biden, because he's infirm and inept and unable to talk and say anything or even stay on teleprompter. If countries adjacent or nearby Gaza, like Syria and Egypt and Jordan, won't take people from Gaza, shouldn't that tell us something about what their mindset might be? Shouldn't it tell us something if those countries that are Arab, like they are in Gaza, won't take them, that they view them as a danger? Why? Because, oh, I don't know, they've kept a terrorist regime like Hamas in power for 2 decades or more? So Michito Hikada doesn't want to put herself into a position where she might be the problem instead of the solution. And there are a lot of people like that. And they're not just at Ohio State. They're all over the country, including at Denison, which we'll tell you about next. You can podcast the show anytime, half-hour increments. Go to 9890answer.com. Click on Listen. Find your way to the podcast page. Jeff boils it down in half-hour show increments, takes the commercials out, and you will have 20 minutes of content. A big part of the problem on these student protests is that the students of today are led by the students of yesterday, who are also now known as faculty members. We have ample evidence that faculty members, though they may hold advanced degrees, are not very smart people. At the Columbus Dispatch, where they cannot wait to disparage Ted Carter, the new president, because he's white and he's a military guy, they love Christina Johnson because she was LGBTQ. They love Michael Drake because he was intersectional hire. They love Karen Holbrook, same thing. But Ted Carter, average normal military colonel, top gun guy, no, they don't like Ted Carter. Because Ted Carter understands common sense. Ted Carter understands law and order, that it's good for everybody on campus. You keep protesters from harming themselves, from getting in fights like they had at UCLA last night. By the way, let me just play for you last night. If you didn't have Ted Carter on the case, what it could be like, because this is what it was like at UCLA last night, courtesy of Fox's William Longines.
This simmering situation exploded last night when about 50 to 100 pro-Israel counter-demonstrators showed up around 11 p.m. to take down the encampment, which the university refused to do, though it was against student policy. They were met by sticks and bats, pepper and bear spray. Private security in T-shirts the university had hired did not intervene.
Look at this. They're throwing things at each other. They're pepper spraying each other. How are they allowed to have weapons on campus? This is unbelievable.
So a ball broke out really on the lawn just outside the encampment. Both sides giving and getting equally, some in helmets with shields. And by all accounts, there was a mix of students and outsiders. The pro-Palestinian group repelled the counter-demonstrators with pallets, plywood laced with nails. They were hitting and shoving, some injuries, minor. Now, the Daily Bruin reports today that there were only 5 to 6 officers on duty at the time that they left after being hit themselves. Only LAPD and CHP showed up about 2 to 3 hours later to regain order.
5 to 6 officers at UCLA, definitely different, definitely much more a weak-kneed response than we had at Ohio State, thanks to Ted Carter's decisiveness. That's what you could have here in Columbus without strong leadership, and we have strong leadership from Ted Carter. I'm not sure if we had strong leadership at Denison, but it sounds like we might. They had a protest yesterday at Denison. 100 Denison students and faculty members calling for the university to provide transparency about its financial investments, none of your business, divest its finances from companies and institutions with links to Israel, none of your business, against the law in Ohio, and officially join the call for an immediate ceasefire in Palestine. You have no authority. Nobody cares. You're wrong. Of course, they chanted from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Israel has been out of Gaza since 2005. They are not free because Hamas does not allow them to be free, because Hamas steals all their humanitarian aid and buys rockets and makes rockets with it to lob into Israel. If you're not free, if you don't feel free, blame Hamas. Don't blame Israel. Disclose, divest. We will not stop. We will not rest. Okay, good. Who cares? And this is telling. These next two people I'm going to tell you about at Denison are telling. Faye, a Denison junior who declined to give their last name. Gee, Faye, where's your bravery? Give your last name. She goes on to make some woke statement about how hot it's going to get. And then we go to Greta Schreiber. Points for you, Greta, for giving your last name. A Denison senior and the co-president of Students for Justice in Palestine. Isn't it amazing how there's like all these Students for Justice in Palestine chapters around the country? Funded by George Soros. They're at Ohio State. They're at Denison. They're everywhere. She says, listen to this idiotic moral equivalency she offers. She says that Denison should divest from everything Israel because in the 1980s, students called on Denison to divest all funds from South Africa and companies connected to the apartheid regime. Shriver said the university tried to ignore students' requests then, but eventually did divest from South Africa in 1987. Does anybody see the problem with this parallel that she's drawing between divesting from South Africa and divesting from Israel? Okay, let me help you. In South Africa, the government was in favor of apartheid, which meant blacks had no rights, okay? In Israel, I'll remind you again, there are 2 million Arab citizens. Arabs can serve and do serve in the Israeli parliament. Identify the racists in South Africa. Yes, the South African government. Identify the racists in the Hamas-Israel conflict. Yes, Hamas. Yes, Palestine. Yes, idiots like Greta Schreiber. Moron. I'd back you if you made a lick of sense, but you don't, because you are siding with the racists. You are siding with the anti-Semites. And I would say that you're the stupidest person I've come across today, but instead, I can't, because I made the mistake of going to the Twitter feed of Hassan Kwame Jeffries at Ohio State. At Professor Jeffries at Ohio State. You know, his brother is the air traffic controller. You know, the House Democratic Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, who can't talk without moving his hands like he's bringing a plane in off the runway at John Glenn International. Hassan Kwame Jeffries, law professor at Ohio State, who is ripping on Ted Carter for keeping the peace on campus. Hassan Kwame Jeffries, one of the exhibit A's of the faculty issues we have across the United States of America. We have lost education on college campuses, except Christian colleges, and not all of them can be trusted. Your secondary education in the Christian parochial realm, not all of them can be trusted. Even if you think you're insulating your kids from wokeness by sending them to private schools, look at the curriculum, stay on top of it, because it's your job to do it, because the teachers can't be trusted.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.